Blog Talk Radio.
Robert.
Is a guinea uplifting high? That's
giddy,
racist, bro.
Giddy. Giddy,
not
said.
Not Italian people
giddy.
Smoke marijuana.
I think
oh,
I have,
you have an indica?
Yes, I have an indica like high right now because I'm very bored by this discussion.
Sounds like you have a deep indica. That must be some good kush.
Fucking weed nerds. Yeah.
Shut up. Just trying to educate the masses.
Just smoke it. I don't want to against weed. We all,
what
know.
Do you mean just you should know what you're smoking? Just what if it's PCP?
And today we ate it, actually.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you!
Vitelli,
they
right.
really put you in your place, Aaron.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
You must feel really embarrassed.
I've learned something now.
646-929-1357. Let us know how you are celebrating 420, if you're celebrating it. Or Easter, if you're celebrating Easter. Anybody here celebrate? No. We're all,
Passover?
Is that still going Passover. On? Anybody have a Seder?
I did not go to Seder.
No.
My aunt who usually does the Seder is now 97 years
oh my
old
God.
And she
wow.
cannot cook anymore. So we just, you know, basically wished her a happy Passover and dropped over and that's it.
You don't want to use the term drop around an old lady.
Oh,
like
come
on. Wow.
I'm just saying. Be very sensitive with your
Well,
language.
You're just angry that your Uncle Guillena is no longer
yeah.
alive.
Oh, why'd you have to forgo that? He died a very young man.
That's not
like
even Guillena.
It's Easter, baby. He'll come back today.
You're right. His name is Leo Guillena. Why am I even offended? I forgot.
It's going to be a few more months and Rob's going to forget the guy's actual name.
I'm the same, Rob.
To, like,
quick.
His name is Arnold.
What? That's not what you said last time.
Alex. Well, I don't know. I guess it's like...
No, you know how, like...
Have some more gummy bears.
No, his name is Alex, but when he came to America, he changed it to Arnold. I don't know why.
Because Alex sounded too exotic.
Yeah.
How did he even know that name Arnold when he came here?
He watched Different Strokes. No, I don't know.
And then he had a stroke at 50.
He didn't have a stroke. He had stomach cancer.
I remember you saying that, Arnold.
But he didn't die from the stomach cancer. He had a stroke from shock.
No, he had stomach cancer. Damn it. Show him some respect.
Yeah, Sid, you're thinking of Guillena.
Yeah,
Guillena
had
the stroke.
Yeah.
I'm as confused as Rob about
But I'm pretty sure that's when I'm going to die, too. Yeah, I'm going to die in my 50s. No biggie.
No.
No, it'll happen.
You got 20 years to go.
I got 20 years.
Enjoy it.
I'll start doing heroin on my 50th birthday. So just to get over it, speed up the process.
You could be like Keith Richards. Do anything to him.
Oh, you're right.
It doesn't necessarily. I mean, if you intentionally overdose, that's one thing.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even inject it. I would
snort it. Have those heroin gummy bears. They'll have those by then. That's all.
The guy that runs metal injection wouldn't inject heroin.
Pussy.
I am so afraid of needles.
Yeah.
When I would go get blood tests at the doctors, I would almost have a panic attack because I was like, I can't handle.
I like to look.
I look away. I don't even look.
Yeah.
I look away because not that I'm scared of the needle, but for some reason my vein doesn't pop out when the guy when I'm looking at it. If I look away, the vein pops out.
That's weird.
It's just psychosomatic.
I just anything being injected into my body, kind of.
Oh my God!
Sit, stop right now.
I'm gonna have a stroke. Just
you're gonna be. The
I
big
set you up
Guillena.
For that one.
Yeah. But we all know Rob's the top.
Thank you.
Someone
pays attention to the show.
He does the injecting.
Yes.
I'm the metal injector, not the injected.
We're having the lead singer of that band call in too, right? The Injected?
Is that a real
band?
That's
probably
a
band.
Maybe somewhere.
Yeah. Get them on.
Hey, baby, want a blowjob?
Wait a minute. Maybe you are in the top.
Well, that doesn't count. Going into his mouth is different than going into his butt.
Definitely.
My asshole is quite tight.
It's true.
I love Jose Mangan.
Only in that way.
Yeah. Well, see, Rob had his limits, and that's why he was let go.
He's a piece of shit, and you love him. Isn't
no, I don't think he's a piece of shit.
It's an abusive relationship.
All right. Let's talk about Dave Mustaine for a moment.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't wait till we got to this.
We should have like a musical intro for our weekly Dave Mustaine segment.
It should just be fart sounds.
Why, sure. Dave Mustaine is a...
Because that would be the only enjoyable part of the segment.
Or just him saying, what a piece of shit I am.
This is our Davis Day Show, I think. So, Davis Day last week, last Sunday, actually played with the San Diego Symphony, and it was awful.
To elaborate, I mean, it was not them playing Megadeth songs mostly. It was them playing classical music.
Yeah, he sat in with the symphony as a guest soloist.
So he didn't sing.
No, no.
But they did play like a couple of songs.
Yeah,
right?
So
Megadeth songs.
He sat in as a guest soloist. Now Mustaine is self-taught,
which is another way of saying he knows how to play a very narrow range of music and not
musical
theory.
The thing is, like, once he got to the classical stuff, it just sounds so it sounds like those shred videos. Huh?
Can he read sheet music?
I mean, I don't know.
It sounds like they let a kid sit in on.
Yeah, so here.
I haven't heard
but
it.
A talented kid, like, you could hear here's, that he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't belong with the symphony.
Here's Vivaldi's Summer. You could definitely hear when Mustaine comes in because it's the only electric instrument, and you'll hear it.
Jake's already laughing. He hasn't heard a note yet.
Here it is. This is audio from the event. Here it comes.
That's me.
Oh my god.
Oh. Is he crinkling tinfoil?
It sounds like we're at Sam Ash. Like somebody just picked up a guitar and is like jamming out.
Yeah. Reminds me of my youth.
Jake, how's he doing?
No comment. I'm sure he knows how he's doing. He's a performer.
Oh,
what do you
I don't
think?
Even know what's going on, and I know it's bad.
I feel like he told the sound guy, hey, man, crank me when I come in. Because he can't even hear the symphony.
He's plugged right into a Marshall amp.
I'm taking over this show.
Hey, who's on the billboard? It's Dave Mustaine, not the San Diego Symphony.
Yeah, exactly.
Stand back, chillo boy. Yeah, I got this one.
Got some more here. There's a 40
please.
Second
clip.
Did they at least do Symphony of Destruction?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it also terrible?
It's less terrible because he knows how to play that.
That's true.
But what do you think the people in the actual orchestra thought when they have to sit there next to this fucking schmuck?
They said, at least I get paid for this.
Yeah, they were wow, there's actually people in the seats this week. That's awesome.
I mean, they're all different people, so who knows, but I feel there had to be at least a handful of people that are annoyed by this.
There's a certain prestige in symphony orchestras, yes. So like to
but
have like, some... yeah,
like San Diego.
Yeah,
San
I feel
Diego
like
Symphony
yeah.
Orchestra.
No, I still feel like they would be like elitist and be like, "Who the fuck is?"
Yeah,
this
why guy? Do I have to put up with this?
Yeah,
dude?
Like I spent 30 years studying this instrument. And that guy sounds like he just picked it up yesterday.
Yeah, it was probably half that. Half
there's more awful.
People are happy to be playing in front of a house,
yeah.
And then like three or four guys that are Megadeth fans.
This
is
awesome.
Yeah.
I guess here, this one isn't bad.
During Symphony of Destruction,
no
did Mustaine keep cutting in and being like, get it? Get it?
here,
because
here,
it's a symphony.
Yeah.
Funny.
Woo! So is this like just cell phone footage or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Something's screaming.
Yeah. Is that a gong?
Guy Fieri is in the audience.
The triangle. This is not made to be played. I mean, this riff is not made to be played. Metallica, I feel, at least chose good songs
yeah.
for that thing.
Yeah, this will not be released in commercial mode.
They only chose, like, the song doesn't go, the name is Symphony. That's the only reason
yeah.
the song is on it.
Woo!
That sounds like Rob.
That was not me.
That was Sita going to the cramped bathroom
yeah.
at that moment.
Woo! What the fuck is this?
Let's hear some more of Vivaldi's Winter and him messing it up.
This is my big moment. Don't screw this up for me, guys. Try to keep the rhythm. I'll be taken seriously after this. James will call
How
me
are
back.
His scales, Noah? Is that the term?
He wasn't playing steel.
Is his F string tight? No.
There is no F string.
Oh, okay. See, I was testing you. You passed.
Thanks.
Why is he so much louder than the whole...
It's like told him to crank
you know
up.
What? Probably because he insisted that his sound guy engineer the show. Mm. Because he's the only guy that knows how James is doing.
Well, he's the only one plugged in.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just...
And maybe it sounded different there. Maybe like where over the cell phone is just by from one side of the stage or whatever, and the mix is.
But what was the purpose of that?
Money.
Just to do it.
So he could say he did another thing that Metallica did.
But why didn't he do it with like the rest of the band?
I want to bang the clarinetist.
No.
Yeah. Why would he? Then he just has to share the money. Fuck that.
Wow.
Dave Ellison doesn't play with an orchestra. Only Dave Mustaine. He can't handle the bass. Da-da-da.
Maybe put them on the guest list, though. That was who was screaming.
I would hope so. All right.
Is there any more of that? Or?
Those were the only...
What's the next Metallica thing he can do in his career to, like, rip off their career path? what's next on the checklist?
Well, a 3D
Orion
movie?
Fest. No, he has to have, like, a Megadeth.
Well, he had Gigantor.
Can he sue Pandora?
He's
got to
play in Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the plane leaves before he actually finishes the set.
Guys!
Just leave him there.
It's cold!
Have to call his friend in the FBI to chopper him out of there.
Next year I'm going to be playing Master of Puppets from beginning to end on my stage show. But that's not your... Shut up!
A one-man show where he just recites unanswered text messages he sent to James. Hello, James. It's me, Dave.
Da-da-da.
All right. Well, we have Sven from Aborted. He's calling in very promptly. Sven.
Hello.
Sven,
yeah.
Hey. Thank you so much
for
calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Where
it was a little confusing at first. I called before, and I just heard a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the show
you
live.
You guys jacking off in there or something?
Jacking off to Dave Mustaine audio. No biggie.
Yeah, that's all good.
So you're on the air with me, Rob. You're also here with 3D. Sid.
Hello.
Jake. And Noah.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
Where are you find yourself right now?
We're in El Paso right now, and there's a crazy dude walking over the street. What the fuck?
What is he doing?
I don't know. He's just dancing and yelling and jerking off right now. Like into Michael Jackson. What the fuck?
Isn't El Paso like the murder capital of Texas? You better be careful. That might not be a penis in his hand. It might be a revolver.
Well, we're not. I'm not in Broken Hope, so hopefully there's no box cutters tonight.
Oh.
Taking shots.
Ah.
All right. So you guys are on the road right now promoting your new album, Necrotic Manifesto. It's out April 29th on Century Media. So heavy. Very, very heavy. I really enjoyed listening to it. When you were recording it, you were like, guys, we really need to step up the heaviness. We reported.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I mean. We wanted to, have the most extreme record we did so far. But, we tried to still have, a bunch of different things in there. But. It's definitely heavier, yes.
By the way, I want to mention, if you want to ask Sven a question, the number to dial 646-929-1357. Now, Sven, I don't know if you still have this day job, but you used to have a very interesting day job. Where did you work? You worked at, I'm not sure if it was a morgue, but something with, like, gross, not necessarily alive people.
Yes, well, not people, but animals. I used to work at the veterinary university in Belgium, where I had to document surgeries, autopsies, and whatnot. But I don't have a job anymore. Right now, I'm designing iPhone and iPad apps.
Oh, wow. Getting in on the technological wave.
Maybe you could have him work on the metal injection.
Yeah, can you help Rob?
Maybe.
Our developer keeps thinking about us. But so what was like when you were working with animals? What was like the grossest thing you would do, or are you not easily grossed out?
Well, it wasn't really the sight; it was more the smell. Like when you enter a huge ass autopsy room and there's a about 50 dead animals being cut open. The smell is quite pungent, to say the least. So that would really be the worst thing. You know, you're not going to throw up from what you see usually, or at least I wouldn't, but the smell is what really gets you.
What was the most exotic dead animal you came across?
There weren't any exotic animals, really. It was mainly horses and cows and shit like that, and then pets.
Are you a vegetarian?
Me, no.
Okay, so that totally didn't turn you off to eating meat or anything like that.
No, I didn't.
Did you get to take any
It was hard to see at first, for sure, but, I mean, they're already dead, so it's a little different. It was worse when you had to work with the animals, and then there's nothing you can do, and you have to be put to sleep. I think that was way harsh, way worse than actually seeing them being dissected.
How did you fall into that job? How did that happen?
I do graphic design and web design and whatever, and the university needed someone for their case studies and websites and shit. So basically I had to document everything and turn it into websites.
I see.
Are those websites still up? Can we see your work somewhere?
It's the password protected.
Oh, damn it.
It's only for the students.
Did you design the artwork for the Boarded album, or did you hire?
I did the inner layouts, but the album cover's done by Paul Olson.
Cool. I'm also a web designer. That's crazy. That's crazy,
is it,
guys.
Is it really in 2014?
Yeah, we should hang out and stuff.
We should talk about CSS3, HTML5,
yeah.
SEO.
Fuck it, the breakdown of the weed earlier.
Yeah, you really talk about Indica.
So you guys
all
are on the
metal
right
stuff.
Now with Cataclysm.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearing the end of the tour. You're going to be in Denver tomorrow. One day late for 420.
Yes.
Is there weed?
That's okay. None of us smoke, so it's okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how's the weed in Belgium? Is there weed in Belgium?
I wouldn't know.
Like a hash.
I'm sure there is. It's kind of like Holland where it's tolerated, so it's not so much of a big deal as it is here, I guess.
Is JCVD as big a star in Belgium as he is in the U.S., which is to say not at all?
Who that?
Jean-Claude
Van Damme. Well, he's aware. I would say he used to be big back in the fucking 90s or whatever, but not really anymore.
Does he just hang out at supermarkets waiting to get noticed? He's like by the cereal aisle, just like, oh, hey, who am I? Do you recognize me? Look at me. Just keep walking.
I wouldn't be surprised. Did you guys see his Funny or Die shit?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
What is it?
He just did like a bunch of self-aware videos.
I don't know what that means.
Like just making fun of himself.
Okay.
That's sort of his career now.
Yeah.
Expendables, too.
Well, isn't that all of those people making fun of themselves?
Yeah, anybody in the 80s.
Yeah, or 90s.
But he was the villain.
Was he really?
Villain, yeah.
Okay.
He actually did an interview, and he said, I would not mind coming back to be in Expendables 3, because I can... He died at the end, but, he's like, I would
be a cyborg.
My twin brother, like in the other movie where I was my twin brother.
Like Double Impact.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
or he
could
be
movie.
A cyborg, but like in the movie where they were cyborgs.
That's fine, but just
either
the
one.
Fact that he brought it up himself. You
He's
know.
Like, we know it. We have the technology. I've done it before.
Trust me.
Him and Dennis Rodman. Bring
all
them
right.
Both back.
We got some callers. By the way, if you want to call in and ask them a question, 646-929-1357. We have Josh all the way from Wales. Josh.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
What's up? Let me guess, Joshua Worthington.
No.
No? Ah, okay.
I'm on your friends list, though.
Oh, shit. Okay, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I love the new album. I did download it, but I have bought it, so...
That's all right,
man. I can't stop listening to it. I think I've listened to it about 4 times today.
Hey, right on. Glad you like it, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely your best work, and I didn't think you could top Global Flatline.
Well, we tried, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there a question?
So,
tell him how great he is.
Well, both. But, yeah. I wanted to ask you about some of the samples you used, because I can't find anything on them. So, like, the samples on the Davidian Deceit.
That's from a really old movie that we actually also used on the Purity of Perversion. I don't really recall what it's from, but it's from some really old, like, sex movie.
Oh, okay. What about Your Entitlement Means Nothing?
That's from Hobo with a Shotgun.
Ah, I thought I recognized it, but it just didn't come into my head. And what about the end of Fecal Forgery?
The end of Fecal Forgery? Oh, that's all the Human Centipede.
Right. One last question. Why do you hate Strychnine so much? Because I never really got that
with the material and the record. There's just bad periods in the band. You know, things weren't going very well, and the direction was a little lost. So the lineup back then also decided to record the songs slower for some reason. It just didn't turn out the way it should have been, and was never happy with it.
That's a bit gay. Who goes slow?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, pretty much it. Thanks for answering my questions.
Cool. No problem.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Josh. What is fecal forgery? What is that, when someone fakes their own poo?
Fake someone else's poo.
Yeah. Don't you guys watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh, the episode where Charlie and Frank
are
sharing the bed, and there's a turd, and they have to figure out whose poop it is.
Yes.
One of my favorite episodes.
Exactly.
It's a very episode, and she's my favorite character on that show. That's a great episode. Good reference. Wow. Nice.
Sid likes your band now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Reference always wins me over. Fecal Forgery, wow.
I like Hobo with a Shotgun. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a funny movie.
Is that with Rutger Hauer?
It's funny to see Rutger Hauer is doing that shit.
It's one of the movies they made from the trailers at Grindhouse.
Oh, that's right, okay.
They made that, and then they made Machete, and then they made... they're making Thanksgiving Day, I think.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Ah!
Thanksgiving?
I think it's... is it called that? I think it's called Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I thought only they made Machete. Machete 2, by the way, million times better than Machete 1. So good. But
really?
1 was really
good. I love the original Machete. The one thing that bothers me about Machete 2 is it kind of ends on a cliffhanger, and they've already said they're not going to make a third one.
Well, you never know.
So it's just like, come on!
You need closure in the Machete.
I need more Machete, yeah. Well, the thing about the second
one... I got to disagree. I thought the first one was a lot better.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel they really amped up the silliness on this one, and I was into that.
Maybe you're the one that's silly.
I got to say, you guys tour the U.S. Not like, I don't want to say a lot, but you come off over quite often, and I notice a lot of bands have trouble coming to the U.S. Is it hard to get, like, your visas and everything in time for a tour?
Well, we did them a couple of years ago, and they're still valid. But it is quite an annoying and costly process, for sure. I wouldn't say we toured the U.S. that much. Last time has been 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I don't know.
We were supposed to come last year, but there was a whole debacle with Hypocrisy not getting their visas. So we were told that like 2 days before flying out, and that kind of fucked up the whole tour for us. So that's where that didn't happen.
Is America the country where you're the biggest, like the most popular?
No. I would say Europe for sure.
You're much bigger in Europe. And you guys tour Europe all the time, or like, is it like an ongoing thing?
We try not to overplay. I'd say we do it like maybe 3-4 tours over an album cycle, which is 2 years. Yeah. It's like 2 tours a year, maybe.
And, I mean, you don't have to obviously say specific numbers, but when you guys come over here, is it profitable? Or is it more of like a promo tour
with
to
the
get...
visas and stuff than the plane tickets?
Yeah, do you still turn?
I mean, with all that stuff right now, you know, it all depends on the fans too. I mean, we're just right now we're happy with breaking even, but you know, depends on how many people buy shirts and shit. You know, that's the only place where we get a little money.
Gotcha. So you guys kind of just come over as sort of like a work vacation. You're just here to hang.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why? Nothing wrong with that. What are some of your favorite towns to go through? I'm sure El Paso is on that list.
Top speed going through.
Well, San Francisco is we like California. San Francisco is nice. New York is cool. Canada was really cool on this tour. Montreal, Toronto, Edmonton were really good. Really looking forward to go to Denver. Little bummed out we're not going to Portland to have some voodoo donuts, but there's a lot of really cool places to see in the States.
Cool. And are you like back at home in Belgium? Is everyone like, oh, Sven, he's a world traveler. He's been to America. Or are they like,
yeah.
Sven,
I go to America all the time. Nothing.
Yeah. All right.
No, JCVD, he's in the studio.
He's in America right now.
Does JCVD have any questions for Sven from Aborted?
Yes, I heard you worked in a veterinary hospital. Did you know that I sent many of the animals there, like squirrels and deer, by snapping their fucking necks whenever they look at me? Funny.
What?
You heard me. Just because you're the number two star in Belgium. Don't I go and answer my question.
Sven is not picking up on the JCVD. That was
I don't know what's going on right now.
All right. Well, Sven, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. We want to play a track off the new album. Do you have a particularly favorite track?
It's got to be Fecal Forgery, no?
Well, that's not on the new album.
We can play that one too, though. It's a twofer.
Is there a track off the new album you'd like for us to play?
Well, if you want to have a song about shit, then just play Excremental Veracity.
It's a sequel.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
All right, cool. Well, Sven, thank you for taking some time to give us a call.
Wait, is that guy still
no
on
problem.
The
problem?
Is that, yeah, is that dude still jerking off? That's Jason.
No, I yeah, actually, yes. He's bird around the corner. He's still dancing.
He's flagging up. He's helping them load in now.
Yeah.
Pass along a hello from the Metal Injection live cast. The new album, Necrotic Manifesto, comes out April 29th. Sven, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
Have a good one.
See you guys later. Bye.
Ciao, Sven, and here's some Aborted. This is Excremental Veracity.
We'll be right back. slaves, Hebrews born to serve, to the Pharaoh, heed, to his every word, live in fear. Ah, the good old days, when Jews did what you told them to do, like building pyramids for free, instead of sitting around for 2 hours talking about penises and assholes and jerking off into Doritos bags. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
And you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
When you get into one of these groups, there's only a couple ways you can get out. One is death. The other is mental institutions.
You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Did that song sound great? Oh, I'm sorry. I had my script wrong. I meant to say, that song didn't sound great. Here's another. Looks like Rob and Noah have run out of weed. I guess that means the music break is over. Here's more of what some people would call comedy.
That couldn't be further from the truth.
We are not out of weed, Chuck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that this is definitely not comedy. You're right there, Rob.
Yeah. Welcome back to the live cast.
Thank you.
We're even higher than we were before the Stoner special music break. On this high holiday.
All right, I've got to go. See
you. All right.
What happened to your fingers, by the way? Like charbroiled fingers.
Oh, I burnt them in my oven. Oh. I was taking something out of the oven.
What were you taking out of the oven?
Taquitos.
Homemade or store-bought?
Store-bought. Homemade.
Did you still eat the taquitos?
Huh?
Did you still eat the taquitos?
Of course.
Too hurt?
It didn't really hurt. It was just like a quick...
That looks pretty fucking serious.
And then I was like, ah!
Looks like a Whopper. Like you got a Whopper
on your
hand.
You should have covered them in barbecue sauce and stuck them in your mouth.
All right, let's go over the music break. Kicked it off with
I'm more interested in what kind of salsa you used with the taquitos than whatever music we played.
I had a mango salsa.
Mango salsa. Interesting. What brand?
Trader Joe's.
Oh, fancy boy.
Actually, it might be a raspberry. It was a raspberry.
Raspberry.
It's still.
You deserve to get burned for that. Okay. Now tell us the song.
Aborted kick things off.
But they don't smoke weed. How is this a weed
excremental set? Veracity. It was because he was our guest.
But then that kills the whole theme of the music break.
Wow, you're really about this music break all of a sudden.
This is the kind you got to keep
this
your
great,
attention to
This is
to
great
detail.
Convo.
You need to listen.
Take
you're
a
never
going
to rehire
Take
you
a breath.
Serious if you don't have attention to your playlist.
Why do you have to go there, Sid?
Because I want you to get that job back.
I don't
you're
need...
You're going to march in there.
I don't need radio advice from you.
You're going to march in there with a new demo reel, and they won't be able to turn you away.
All right, then we had
shave.
Cephalic Carnage with Vaporize, which we did. We vaporized.
No, we did.
I get it.
That was way too much laughter for that joke. But thank you.
Well,
weed.
Yes. But Darren's
we
face.
Smoke weed.
I know, but Darren's face when he said it also adds to the humor.
I did the little Bill Cosby smirk.
There. Yeah,
pudding pop.
The weed did it. The weed and the Jello pudding. And then I played Megadeth, Mary Jane, which Darren says is not about weed.
I don't know if that for a fact. I'm saying the lyrics to the song don't seem like they're about that, and I vaguely remember from my youth. Dave Mustaine saying it's not about weed, but just because it's Mary Jane that people confuse it. But, I mean, the lyrics are about a girl that's a witch, you know, so.
But the
it could
girl
be
who's
double
the witch
meeting.
Is, yeah, like the weed is the witch.
But it's very specific. It's very specific.
Here are the lyrics. Let's see. Well, hold on. Let me go through the rest of the playlist. Then we had Electric Wizard with Venom Sabathi.
Mm-hmm. What?
And we wrapped it all up with Cannabis Corpse. Come, bud.
Do you, Rob?
Rob no. doesn't come at all. It's very sad. He's got a condition.
He's
farts.
Dry.
He farts out his orgasms.
The well is dry.
The lyrics are, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I am a child of air. I'm a witch of the wind, and I'm still wide awake. Mary Jane. From the earth, up through the trees, I can hear her calling me."
Okay, up through the trees? What weed grows on
smoking
trees?
Smoking trees, yo.
It's a plant. It's not
people
a fucking
say
tree.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Her voice rides on the breeze. Oh, it's haunting me. Mm-hmm. No, I can't get away. No, there's no escape. If I know I'm going crazy, I must not be insane.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he was doing a lot more crack cocaine.
Yeah, he was doing like heroin. You're right.
And also, there was also a T-shirt of this song, which was a little like a child's grave with a hand sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing
Even
to do.
Even she wants to reach for that joint.
That see, you're twisting it, which is good because that's what all the potheads do. I think that's pretty much shows how absurd it is.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. It could. Who knows? I didn't write the song. It could be about weed.
Maybe
it could
he
not
was
be.
Smoking the little girl, man. You ever think of that? She's from the earth,
dude.
Like, you ever smoke little girl?
Or if you're Bryan Singer, little boy.
Oh,
jeez.
What's the whole deal with that?
He tried to bang a little boy. He did bang a little boy.
Brian Singer, who is the director of the first and third X-Men, or first and second X-Men, not the third, and then this new one coming up. An adult now went public and said that a few years ago when he was like 19.
That's not a little boy.
Yeah.
19.
When he was just barely legal, Bryan Singer molested him, basically. And then Bryan Singer goes to these parties where, like, powerful Hollywood gays invite the twinks.
Mm. Oh.
So I got a question. Was he known as gay before this, or is he outing him?
No. People knew he was gay.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And basically just that now all these stories are coming out. Like, oh, yeah, I got invited to, like, a party where...
So
it was, like,
what's wrong with that? If they're legal of age, what's
and
the problem?
There's, like, drugs there, and they all feed him, like, a bunch of cocaine to get him horny to, like...
That's different.
Sexually abuse
them
or
whatever. I mean, it's a little creepy
for
that, but for it to go after 19-year-olds and 40-year-olds.
Well, the thing is also,
but it's not, like, they're making it sound like he's a pedophile.
Are you sure there was no underage fucking? I thought that was the whole thing about this.
No.
Oh.
He might have been maybe 17.
It's disappointing.
No, but like, who cares then if everybody's legal?
Yeah. Well, I care in the sense that he could be abusing his privilege
to take
advantage of young...
Casting couch.
It's wrong, but...
What other movies has he done?
It's not illegal, but it's very unethical.
I'll look it up. Usual Suspects.
Okay. Did he do L.A. Confidential? Was that him?
I don't remember. I'm lucky.
So I know he's done mostly movies I don't care about, but then he's done a handful that I actually like, which Usual Suspects is one of. There were no little boys in that movie, though, so I think that was fine.
Oh, and one of those guys was like an extra, I don't know. He was, let's see, Dirty Sexy Money. He was the executive producer of that
Just
TV
give me,
series.
Like, what he directed. I don't care about producer credits.
Battle Creek, Jack the Giant Slayer, Valkyrie, Superman Returns, Apt Pupil.
Oh, that was horrible.
Public Access.
Of a great story.
Yeah, but the movie was atrocious. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
So that's...
There was a little boy in that movie. Or not a little boy, but late teens, maybe. That kid's dead now, I think, who was in that. Right? Whoever was in that movie. What was his name? That actor that OD'd recently. That was like the star of Apt Pupil, I think. Maybe that's why he OD'd.
Oh, Brad Renfro?
Yeah. Maybe he got into drugs because of all the times he got fucked by Bryan Singer.
Maybe.
Rob, look into that. Use some of your metal TMZ skills. Look into that shit.
But he's not metal.
So? You have the TMZ part, so use it for other things. Make more money.
Monica's on the phone.
Oh.
Can we please take
her
call?
She's on the West Coast, right? Maybe has Bryan Singer ever tried to touch her?
We should ask.
She's a girl.
So?
Monica, you're here. You're on the line.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
So much energy in this call already.
I know.
Happy non-Easter for you guys.
Thanks.
It's still
you
Easter.
Jewish people. I know, but none of you celebrate it.
You act like you're so not Jewish.
Well, Monica went to church today, right?
I did.
How was that?
I've become one of those religious people that just go on major holidays like Easter and Christmas.
Are you religious in any way?
I mean, I grew up that way, but I don't really practice anything.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to practice. You're good at it already.
Oh, thanks. What's going on?
Well, you recently moved to L.A. How's your switch from New York to L.A. been?
Well, it's great weather-wise. I'm actually in Palm Springs right now visiting my dad, and it's like 90 degrees, standing outside, but I'm a little bored just because, you know, in New York, I'm used to like running around being on a time crunch and then like seeing a million different people, and here it's like really slow and I'm just job hunting and I don't even remember the last time I was drunk.
What?
I know. I feel like such an old person. I'm like, I need to get wasted. I don't even care if I'm hungover the next day.
Do we have anyone that lives in the Palm Spring area that listens to the show that can take Monica on a wild night?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I'd be nervous.
Springs.
Huh?
I don't think that's our demographic. People that live in Palm Springs.
Why? Who lives in Palm Springs?
Like fancy older rich people? No?
Isn't that like the thing?
Well, there is a bunch of people out here for Coachella, though, the second weekend.
Dear God.
But I need to go. Yeah, I went to the grocery store earlier, and there was, like, a couple girls in the store with their bikinis on and just, like, a robe. And, you know, the grocery stores are freezing. Oh, and this girl had, like, a fresh tattoo on the back of her thigh. It was a dream catcher. I was like, she totally got wasted at Coachella and got a dream catcher on the back of her thigh.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
How come you're not at Coachella? Are you too good for the Coachells?
No, well, you know, you have to buy the tickets a really far in advance. I think, like, 10 months or something. And so I didn't jump on that bandwagon. And then to buy it last minute, you know, I'm still unemployed, so I wasn't ready to drop $400 for a three-day pass.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year. I'll go.
Maybe Rob but can I wanted a free ticket.
Oh, Rob. You have the
yeah, definitely.
I'll do anything you want.
Are there any other bands playing Coachella?
No, I don't think so. Chromeo?
Future Island is playing, right?
Yeah, they play it.
There you go.
That's just Chromeo.
I saw a picture. I guess the Replacements are playing, and Billy Joe Armstrong sat in with them. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Billy Joe Armstrong looks like an old fucking man. It's crazy.
Really? Let's see a picture.
He's, like, fat with a gray beard. He was standing there next to Paul Westerberg, the lead singer of The Replacements,
yeah,
who's probably in his early 50s now, if that. And he looked older than Paul Westerberg
let's
by
see that
a large
well,
margin.
He just went through, like, rehab and everything,
Amazon
right?
MP3, I think, has tweeted the photo, or at least that's where I saw it. And I just look up Billy Joe, Amazon, Twitter.
I'm looking it up, looking it up.
Oh.
It's disturbing how old he looks.
Here like, yeah, you have the
oh
time
my God.
To put on right. My Bengay.
Let's see.
I can't see it. What the fuck?
Describe right? What he looks like.
He's wearing like a plaid blazer and a bow tie, and he's got like longish, dirty hair and a gray beard, and he's fat. It's
yeah,
crazy. He like doubled in size since he went to rehab.
Can you link that? Gross.
He looks like Joe Pantoliano a little bit now.
Joe Pantoliano was never that thick.
Yeah, but just facially.
Okay.
His face has expanded.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, he looks like a bad lounge singer.
Yeah.
I feel like Billy Joel and Avril always wear the same clothes.
Or they try to. But this is a different
you know, like they have like the same closets.
It's possible.
Actually,
maybe it's the same person.
Billy Joel looks like Billy Joel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's going to drive into some houses on Long Island soon.
That fucking old fart.
Good Lord.
Wow.
That's all. That's all I've got about Coachella.
What else is going on? You got any job prospects? What's going on? Are you looking for a job?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been slightly successful when it comes to, like, getting interviews. So I've had interviews, but, you know, or, like, sometimes they're too high up for me, and then, like, one lady wanted to offer me less than what I was making at Sirius, which, you know, you don't make very much money at Sirius. And so I told her, I was like, well, I can't really live off of that, so can I have a second job? And she was like, no, you won't have any time for a second job here. I'm like, well, what the fuck, lady? I'm not going to work for you then for nothing.
Did you really say that? That was awesome.
No, I didn't say that.
Fuck you, bitch.
It was for like a personal assistant to the president of a PR agency. So I would have been like her right hand person and like gotten my foot in the door at this PR place that I liked. But it was just like ridiculous. And the housing out here is basically the same as New York. So you got to make some money. Mm. But I had a couple interviews this past week, and now I'm just kind of waiting out the weekend, and hopefully I'll hear something tomorrow.
How are you celebrating 420?
I'm eating a steak.
I know you left New York, but, I mean, there is an opening that someone just lost their job at Sirius. I don't know if you know that.
There's no opening, though, yeah, and it was a part-time job. I'm sure Monica got paid more than I did.
If you like the smell of tabbouleh and the guy with the brainy, I heard.
No way.
How much does that piss you off, Rob?
I'm not going back.
that she left Sirius of her own choosing,
oh,
yeah,
and you were forced out
it
by her security.
It doesn't piss me off at all. We had completely different positions. Monica, like, actually
yeah, we,
was there.
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
Jose Magan is a piece of shit. That's a lie. Never said that.
He also said this.
Noah has AIDS.
Hey.
That I did say.
And she's still employed there.
Oh, you guys.
How bad could you have been, Rob?
Ah.
It's because they feel bad for me. They know that I have a life sentence.
They're worried that cousin Brucey, because he has a low immune system, may catch the AIDS from you.
Yeah. Well, cousin Brucey has his own microphone. They, like, replace the studio mic to have, like, this crazy cousin Brucey mic.
Is that to protect him from other people or to protect the other people from his smelly old man scent?
I was about to say.
Mm. I don't know.
It's my microphone, cousins, on CBS FM, baby.
My one regret is I didn't take a photo with Cousin Brucey as he was getting out of the bathroom or something.
Just fucking hang out with, go down to the station and stand there.
No,
he's so nice. Cousin Brucey is so nice. He'll totally take a picture with you. He's like complimented two of my purses just when I'm walking down the hall.
Look at a nice purse you got there, young lady. CBS, baby.
He's probably trying to bang you.
Monica, can you explain to our listeners who Cousin Brucey is? Do you even know?
And tell us about these purses.
Well, he's like an old-time DJ that's been DJing since, I don't know, for like 40 years.
40?
Yeah.
You're sure she's a young lady.
Is that correct?
He was the rabbi at Dick Clark's Bar Mitzvah.
Baruch Atah Adonai on CBS FM.
You should find a clip of him on, like, YouTube or something. People can hear what he sounds like.
I think when I do that impression, to be honest, it's like a mix of him and this other guy whose name was Harry Harrison. Did I ever talk about him?
No.
Because he used to do the mornings at CBS FM.
No.
He was on WABC here, Cousin Brucey.
He was on at CBS, too.
Yeah, we have a CBS FM one. Hold on.
And Harry Harrison used to go, "Good morning, love. Harry Harrison here with you. CBS FM!"
Oh, that's loading it.
Huh?
We're loading some cousins.
You talking to me?
No, we're going to hear
He's bad. It's the Turtles with you.
I'm going to dedicate this number one jingle, right? We have my good friends, Jonathan and Marilyn out there. And they're visiting New York, and they wanted to hear this. This is very strange people.
This is for Monica, who let me come in her purse. On CBS FM 101.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yes.
Right, let's go back to work. That's for them. They're requesting jingles. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the class of 1967, the Rolling Stones, 1 week at number one.
For Monica. Monica, you're out of Los Angeles. I hope you've taken that purse with you. Get all the cum stains out of it on CBS FM, baby.
Showers and partly sunshine.
Showers. That's what I want to do with Monica on CBS FM.
Showers high in the upper 80s. Right now in New York City, our magnificent New York City, it is 75 degrees.
101.
Okay, let's go to Central Park with your cousin.
I love that. The jingle.
Yeah.
We need jingles. Listeners, I know we have very talented audio engineer type of people.
Yeah.
Producers.
Some even are on the podcast.
Let's just do our own. We can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also we'll accept.
Also, if you want to make jingles.
Yeah, send them in.
Send them in. We'll play them.
Metal Rejection FM.
Like little clothes. Play the 101 again. 101. But make them funny. We want funny ones.
You're so demanding, Karen. They can be regular. Much.
Listen, the last time I said something, they jammed us up with 9,000. It was great. The challenge.
Okay.
Oh,
our magnificent New York City, it is 75 degrees.
Metal Injection.
That guy gets more excited about the weather than I do.
What? Sorry, what was that, Monica?
He gets more excited about the weather than I do. 75 degrees!
Showers today! Oh, it's going to rain on CBS FM!
You actually sound really similar to him, Darren. You do a good job.
I try.
Darren is an expert.
I don't know about an expert. Mm-hmm. I do my best.
I think you're professional. You're professional.
Monica, do you think Darren could have a career at Sirius XM? Doing the oldies?
Do I what?
The oldies.
Do you think Darren could have a career at Sirius XM?
Chance at Sirius?
I could take Rob's job.
Well, if I was in charge, I would say yes, but they don't, they probably won't hire him just because they're Sirius.
I have to deal with that piece of shit Jose Mangan.
Yeah. Who wants that?
According to Rob. I don't know him, so no offense.
I believe Rob. Rob knows him pretty well. If
Come
he's going to say that about him,
it's
got to be true.
Come on, guys. Come on. You're killing me here. Jose Maggot is a wonderful person.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
By the way, it's Noah's birthday in a few days.
Oh, yeah.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, love. CBS FM. How old are you going to be? 31?
31.
31.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That's my girlfriend's age, 31. But she's
Darren, are you asking me out?
No. Jake, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, wow.
Noah's rocking the cradle.
Rocking the cradle.
Right.
What a cougar.
Have you ever done it in a cradle, you two?
Let's go. Maybe if we had a cradle.
Yeah.
Listeners, forget the jingle. Send in a cradle.
Send both.
Yeah. Big enough cradle.
Yeah.
Noah looks intrigued by this idea.
Well, I'm just trying to think.
She doesn't want to wear a giant diaper or anything like that.
Well, not during, maybe before.
Oh, you've tried the giant diaper?
No, we're not into that.
It sounds like Jake is into it. Yeah. Sounds like,
I think she put the foot down on that, is what she's saying. We're not into that.
Tried it once, never again.
I brought up the giant diaper to Monica, but no go, cousins. CBS FM.
By the way, hi, Monica. I didn't say hi.
Oh, hi, Jake. So I just wanted to call and say hi to everybody, and I wanted to wish Noah a happy birthday, and I wish I was there to celebrate with you guys.
Well, thank you for calling in, Monica.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I get to talk to you guys soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I traumatized you with flashbacks to your interactions with Cousin Brucey. I apologize.
She's going to go shake now in the corner.
Okay, now I'm going to have to go back to therapy, Darren. Jeez.
I sent you a selfie dick pic, Monica, on CBS FM.
No.
Oh, Brucey, stop it.
He's resting it right on top of his microphone. It's like Joe Camel face.
If you got a second, find Harry Harrison, because that's like the voice is Cousin Brucey, right. But the CBS FM is really what he used to do at the end of every sentence.
Okay, all right, Monica, we're going to let you go.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
CBS FM, baby.
All right, I found Harry Harrison. Let's check this out.
I hope he says CBS FM. Good morning, love. That's his thing. Good morning, love. Hello, how are you? New York City. Remember your favorite oldie. Another jingle. 1962. 101 CBS FM.
Good morning, Mr. G.
I'm certain it is forecast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gee, what do you make of that, big guy?
Will you pay us if it's wrong?
Will you pay us?
Let's get on with it, okay? You're really slowing down, aren't you?
Well, now I heard the forecast. I understand. And there's a friend of mine, Art Bolo, is here, and he's videoing. He's filming. Anyway, how are you? He's filming this, and people are probably wondering where you are.
Like an old Jew.
Mr. G is not
Hello.
Here
We're
in the
recording
studio.
This from the Jane Gum dungeon from Sounds of the Lambs. He does an air check, and then he puts the lotion in the skin.
Let me have some echo.
I don't know. Less than that. You know, less than that. Wait a minute. There's a family show.
All right, I'm sorry. Sorry.
It puts the lotion on its skin. Unless it, or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah, that's what it's
on CBS FM, baby.
It's disturbing.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket. CBS FM, baby.
Sorry, family show. All right.
What's that guy's name? Art Polo?
No, not
all right,
Molo.
I thought there would be him like cueing a record or something, but not having a fucking boring conversation.
Mr.
Hey,
G.
Leave Mr. G alone. He is a local friend.
Fuck to Mr. G.
We know what G stands for, right?
What?
Mr. Gianna.
Mr. Gianna. But he's still alive. How's that possible?
See, when was the last time you saw Mr.
He's
G?
He's on the Channel 11 news here.
Still?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He had a son, too, right?
Had.
Probably still has one.
He had a son.
Little,
I remember like
Lil G, L-I-L apostrophe.
Sam G or something like that. Like he had a real name, but he didn't have a...
Are you asking if your uncle had a son? Is that what the question is?
And his name was
My
Robert.
My uncle did have
dun,
a son.
Dun, dun. How's your uncle son doing?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him.
Why not?
We're estranged.
What?
I said there was like some drama when he died.
But between you and your cousin?
Between my parents and his like...
Well,
my uncle's widow.
You gotta be bigger than that, yo.
Oh, I have no way to contact him. I wouldn't mind talking to him.
Don't you have a phone, a cell phone?
I don't have his phone number, no.
Google, you know his name?
He's not, I've looked for him, he's not around.
When was the last time you looked for him?
You know where he lives?
I don't
not,
believe you.
Like within the last 6 months.
Real?
Yeah.
Rob.
He lives in Florida, he doesn't look
for you want to give his name? We've got listeners in Florida.
No,
you
I'm
give
not
going to
give his
name out
his
see
name.
If they
no.
can track him down?
No.
Come on.
No.
Gina what?
That's Bonnie.
It's not, no, but that's my dad.
What's your mother's maiden name?
I'm not going to say.
I don't think I even know this.
Yeah, I don't know. Off the air, even.
It's the one Robert trivia that we've never gotten. Will
Maybe
you
it's
tell
also
us off the air?
What's your mother's maiden name, Sid?
Levin.
It's pretty Jewish.
Yeah. So now you have to tell us yours.
No, how about your mother's maiden name?
Lazar.
Like laser, but pronounced differently or spelled differently also?
No, just L-A-Z-A-R.
Oh.
That's maybe there's probably like 12.
Well, there's a million of them, but the last name is maiden name is Kolodne.
Interesting.
Why is that funny?
What's funny?
Is
it
like mocking Russianness?
Isn't there like
it's a
Jewish, word like
it's
food?
A Jewish name.
That's
a
brand
that's
of seltzer we drink.
That's cold.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Come on.
Kolodne.
Your name means cold?
No. Kolodne.
What does it mean? Does it mean anything?
It's a Jewish last name. I don't
that's
know.
That's a Jewish.
There's like a million American like Kolodnes. Yeah.
It translates loosely to Uncle Gamma.
Oh, what's weird too is I did a Facebook. Like I always thought my last name was so unique, Paspani.
Uh-huh.
There's a million Paspanis
it's like
in
Smith
Iran.
In Iran.
Yeah, it's like the Iranian Smith. So upsetting to me.
Why?
He wants to be the only one.
I want to be unique. Damn it.
There's like one other Avior, and they live all the way in California.
Really?
Yeah. But I looked a long time ago.
Did you look on the Israeli Facebook, though?
Oh, no. I don't go on that.
There's an Israeli Facebook?
I don't know. I just made that
Facebook.
Facebook.
Facebook. No, that's like Mishpucha.
I got it. Right. I was giving you a point for that.
Wow, Rob, that's good. You should
until you explain
take
it.
That domain name.
Facebook.
Facebook.
A
lot of H's. I
love it.
wish Noah a happy birthday. 646-929-1357. Colin, you want to wish Noah a happy birthday?
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you.
Well, you didn't
now
do it
say
yet.
It, say it.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Say it louder.
Oh, come on.
Do you remember how old Noah's getting?
What?
What her age is going to be? When she?
I have no idea.
Want to guess?
Wait.
I'll give you a hint.
I'll give you a clue. Last year I turned 30.
31?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
646-929-1357. The phone number. Know any big plans for the birthday?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
Usually I have a plan, but this time I don't.
Is there like some kind of surprise Jake is working on? Is that why, or you just haven't?
Jake is taking me out on my actual birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a surprise. I don't know where
Ooh.
We're going.
Jake, where are you guys going? Noah, can you leave the room?
No.
A math place.
A math place?
Taco Bell?
Is that a nice place?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're going to make her do work on her birthday?
Oh, yeah. I am going to make her do some work on
Uh-oh.
Her birthday.
Oh!
Get that cradle.
No cradle. Don't want a cradle.
How about a dreidel?
Like a sex dreidel where every side is a different, like sex dice except a dreidel. That probably
right.
exists.
Yeah, that probably exists.
Rob, look that up. Does that exist?
All right. Except all of the sides will say cradle on them.
A cradle dreidel, watch out.
I win again.
There's no sex dreidel, but there is an Urban Dictionary term called Dirty Dreidel, which is the art of having sex with a small woman, preferably a midget. The woman is on top, and you spin her around like a dreidel while she's on top of your penis. Wow, I learned something today.
Dirty dick.
I don't know that that's actually possible.
Dirty dreidel.
Well, if you're erect enough, why not?
I just don't think you could actually spin her. You'd probably have to like keep moving her. Like,
well,
every
if she's
few
tiny
inches.
Enough and like if she's light enough.
If there's enough force.
Maybe Ian Watkins was able to pull this off.
Oh,
typically, too
gross.
Physically not possible.
Gross. Oh.
That's why he did it. He's like, I'm gonna make this happen. I don't care what it takes. And that's what it took. And now he's in jail. Yeah. Just hold her by the soft spot. Just spit her around.
Ew.
Oh, we have a call for Noah. If you want to wish Noah a happy birthday, 646-929-1357. 562, you're on the live cast.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Thank you.
Did you take a bong?
There's a new job for you. It's the dude.
What?
It's El Duderino.
Oh,
we're supposed to know his nickname.
Oh, the dude, of course.
The nickname for your nickname.
I was like, wait, what? Lebowski's calling in?
If only we could get Jeff Bridges to call in. God bless.
If we could get him.
Rob.
Program director now.
I met Jeff Bridges because he was at Sirius. And that guy has definitely, reached Zen. He was just, the coolest guy ever.
He is the dude. He's become
absolutely.
That character.
Yeah.
Good for him.
If you see him in interviews, that's basically who he is now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say, I am so high right now. That governor has,
Ditto.
I'm supposed to be feeling, in my face.
Good.
My head is weighing down.
Well, we also took a huge rip from the volcano.
Oh, yeah, the
and you do have a big head.
Do have a huge.
Then all that hair weighs it down even more.
So, how did you ingest marijuana, Duderino?
How did you celebrate today?
Well, if you can tell by the bong hit, it was probably with a bong.
Yeah, Rob. Wake the fuck up, man.
But no, interesting enough, it's this really nice indica called God's Gift. I thought it would be a good one, seeing that it's Easter or whatever.
Oh, very nice.
You need a chocolate bunny? No? Peeps.
Did you bring a chocolate bunny to eat?
You can squeeze
no.
After the show if you want. You get it into a
you guys could mail me one, but it would take Rob forever.
It would be melted by
well,
the time.
Well, that's because
Rob would
eat it.
Funny? Yeah.
Come on, dude.
All right, Duderino. Thank you for
all right, have a good one. Happy birthday, Noah.
Thank you.
Oh, cut him off there.
That's fine.
Oh, I was going to ask him if he knew how old I was.
31. Walk Metallica up on stage. That's why that's such a good clip.
Have I played Lie or Liar on the podcast?
Not
yet?
On the podcast.
No.
Okay, so this is an amazingly awful band, a new hybrid band, and I trashed them on the show on the website.
I saw.
And then one of their dads emailed me thanking me for the publicity.
Uh-huh. So what did he write again?
He wrote.
And did he only reach out to you, or did he reach out
Metal
to Metal Sucks also and Brooklyn Vegan?
Well,
because you're not the only one that wrote about
it. With Metal Sucks, I talked to Axel Rosenberg actually about this, and he was saying how he got an email from somebody, I forget who, and was like, "Hey, you should check out this band," and it was Liar Liar, and he was like, "This is awful. Why would you send this to me, blah, blah, blah." It's like, oh, actually, it's my son's band.
Oh, so the dad's the publicist also?
Maybe.
It's like Kitty.
Oh, is that? Is that
I
how
think,
they start?
Like, their mom or dad was, like, their manager also.
So he wrote, "My son's a liar, liar. I wanted to thank you for posting their music video. It got us lots of fans."
I think he's going to write a song about it called Free Publicity.
Yeah, yeah. Or they're going to team up with Immure.
We'll send our new one next month.
What if they do, like,
a split record with Immure? Yeah.
No, or, like, a Rob Hates Us tour.
The AMP injection.
Yeah. No, sponsored by Pierce Metal. Metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a song. It's Paranoiac. Starts out as like a crabcore, metalcore thing.
Trash it.
Just wait. You don't know what I would do now it's new metal.
I think I'm going to throw up all those Funyuns I ate during the break.
They were giving...
Really?
This is when I was like, you're fucking kidding me.
Incubus all of a sudden. Incubus man. Now it sounds like something I liked in the 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, Blink 182.
I never liked Blink 182.
But this sounds like that.
It sounds like Finch or something.
Clutch?
Clutch.
Did you just say, I want to cut your dick off?
I missed that.
Hold on, let me go back. It's the guttural vocal.
I want to cut your tongue out. I want to throw it away.
I think I hear it in this part. Hold on. Cut your dick off. Cut your dick off. Oh, yeah, I do hear it.
So, Jake, do you see Periphery taking out Liar Liar anytime soon?
Not anytime soon.
But you're saying there's a chance.
Your dad is a PR mastermind. It could only help. Get that behind the machine.
So that's Liar Liar.
Oh, boy. Do we hear any other tracks?
It's
not Liar Liar.
Lie or Liar.
Oh, okay.
That's the...
You're just saying it quickly?
Yeah.
Liar Liar.
I think that's kind of like the...
Get it?
Intent of it. They do a cover of Eminem's The Monster.
Which one is that?
That new song with Rihanna.
Oh.
Can you play that?
They don't even cover like... Classic Eminem. I'm friends with some monster. Oh no.
Oh.
Do you think they got the rights to put that on their album?
I mean, their dad paid for it.
Is there any way that we can like report them?
This isn't even a good song to begin with. I really like it.
Stop. Suddenly it's a Whitechapel song.
Hey, was he on the show last week?
Yeah, I'm not knocking Whitechapel. Like, make up your mind here. Here's another. Here's another original one. This one's called Dirt. What?
Oh, wait a minute. Now it's forced to band.
This really is like a brilliant approach to music in this generation, though, because
ADD.
Kids have such short fucking attention spans. Yeah, it's like, oh, you don't like how we sound? Wait 5 seconds, maybe you'll like the next thing.
Right.
And that's how they get fans, because you're like, oh, I like that one song where for 30 seconds they sound like this. That's good. You get enough kids that like 30 seconds worth of your album.
Very good point.
They all show up, you make a ton of money.
And also, I have to say, his father's pretty brilliant because you would have dismissed this and then never... Now we're playing three songs.
And there's a whole second post you made about them when his dad contacted you.
Now we're talking about them on the show.
Yeah. See?
Rob, you got manipulated.
No, but who cares? I like making fun of these horrible...
I know.
Do we know what the dad's name is? Is it Uncle Gilman by any chance?
Can I just say that the chat would rather hear Dave Mustaine butchering Vivaldi than this.
Of course they would. That's why we're not going to play that for them. Punish them. Rob's rocking out a little bit right now.
This riff right here If this is a rip,
now you found your 30 seconds. See, it's perfect.
Oh, now I'm over it again.
See, but just wait another few seconds. There might be something else coming around the corner.
Wait, it's Future Island.
Come on.
You're right. This is nowhere near as bad as Future Island.
That's not what I meant.
But that's like why how Rob likes Future Island. Like, but those 30 seconds where he growls are good. Yep. So they've got the same approach for you.
Don't try to explain my love of the great Future Island. Well, I hope we'll one day play the great Yankee Stadium.
They belong together.
You could do the YMCA during the seventh inning stretch. And then clean the field. Is it during the seventh inning stretch that they do that? I forget.
I think it's when they clean the dirt between the change the bases. And
yeah,
all
but
that.
Isn't that during the seventh inning stretch?
I think it's the sixth inning.
Okay.
Maybe.
And then God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch?
Yeah, and take me out to the ball. I haven't been to Yankee Stadium for a game in like years.
The two most patriotic songs in American history, God Bless America and the YMCA.
It really annoys me, though, that like... Well, they do it every single fucking game. Them and the Dodgers do it every
game. The Dodgers
game.
Do that
yes.
too? Okay.
The Mets and other teams do it only when it's like the 4th of July or some special occasion. But that's such a shitty fucking song. Yeah. It really is the worst song you can play in baseball. Yet.
God Bless America?
Yeah.
What would you replace it with?
I just let them just play Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
How about This Is Our Country by John Mellencamp?
No.
I'd probably replace it with some Liar Liar.
Oh,
give everyone a
well,
little
well, you're
bit
not
of...
at the games anyway, so what do you care if everybody suffers?
You would replace it with Future Island.
Yeah.
You know that.
Mm. Rob would be the team mascot, if that was the truth.
He'd be the mascot for the Cubs. Right, Rob? No.
The Cubs? Oh, I got it. That was sad.
Well,
I'm more
you're
of a bear
you're
than
fuzzy.
A Cub.
You're not that
I guess
old.
I'm young.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll take
it. They did have like a mascot this year that people were getting freaked out by because he
was a bear.
A
he
bear
like...
in a Cubs jersey but with no pants. People were like photoshopping dicks on it.
Oh,
so,
man.
The whole thing over the
nothing will
winter.
Top Mr. Matt. I think the all-time best.
Again, you're playing the Bar Mitzvah song.
The way. Little Future Island.
Yeah.
This is not a show where we just play songs we like while we're talking.
At least we can talk over.
So you're thinking like this?
No, you're playing
oh,
the
no,
song.
Oh, Darren! I think Darren just admitted it.
Much better. Oh, palate cleanser. Palate cleanser.
No, this is going to be stuck in my fucking head all week.
Heil Hitler.
When I sing it to myself, I say "Hi Hater" like Bill Hader from Saturday Night.
Hi Hater.
Like you say, he just saw him in the street and he's like greeting him.
I think it sounds like he's talking to his heater in his room because it's a listen.
He's from a tropical climate. He doesn't need a heater.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You came here and it's so cold. The more that you heat on me, the more that I do my thing. Listen.
He's more comfortable. Right now, I understand.
It's a love song now. It's no longer like a dissing haters song.
Makes so much more sense.
It was so much better to praise your heater than complaining about the cold. Supposed to stay heated.
True.
It's so cold in the deep. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace?
How hard is it to keep peace when there's three people left living in your city?
They're all singing
coyotes and three people. They can't get along, the three fucking people left in Detroit? Come on. Team up. Build a fire.
Yeah, man.
It'd be warmer that way. Get a heater.
Hi, heater. You're warming up my room.
Before I got you, it was so cold. It was so cold in my room at the deep.
On me, the more that I'll do my thing.
Hey.
Oh, Darren, what restaurant were you at yesterday? Were you
the Lamb Face?
Oh, what the fuck was the name of it? It was called Biang, B-I-A-N-G, with an exclamation point. A Korean restaurant in Flushing because we went to the Mets game and beforehand we went to the
We went to this Korean restaurant. But apparently the name of the restaurant comes from the sound it makes when you slam pasta into it and it cuts the noodles. It's an onomatopoeia.
Oh,
interested on the menu. So anyway, cool. my girlfriend ordered. Actually, I saw it on the menu first. I said, I know you're going to want to order this because it was called lamb face soup or salad, lamb face salad. I had lamb cheek, lamb tongue, and lamb eyeballs.
And she ate all of it?
Well, we couldn't identify any eyeballs. I don't know if they were chopped up or they just neglected or they ran out of eyeballs. I don't know. But we were very disappointed. She wanted to eat them, and I wanted to see her eat eyeballs. And they just ran out of it.
Did you have any of what was in the salad, or was it all?
I would not touch that, only because it's cheek and tongue. I don't mind eyeball.
But if you couldn't see the eyeball, then maybe it just.
Well, I would just be mentally aware that it might be in there. Maybe they ground it or something.
Has she ever tried eyeballs before?
I don't know. I didn't actually ask her, but she. I'm sure she would. She's eaten crickets. I'm sure she would eat eyeballs.
Did she enjoy the lamb face salad?
She liked it. Yeah, she said it was good.
But we was there a kick to it? Was there some spice?
Yes. Everything there was really
Korean
spicy.
Korean food, yeah.
I had quail eggs and sausage on toast.
That sounds really good.
And I had these lamb burgers.
No eyeballs in those?
No eyeballs. And oxtails.
I'm really curious now what eyeballs taste like. It's got to be a...
It's gross.
Why don't you try?
I'm assuming it's like squid.
I think it's like jelly-ish, probably.
Yeah.
People like it, though. Like, I watch Bizarre Foods, and every other week he's eating eyeballs of some sort.
I hate that guy. Can I
really,
tell you
Andrew Zimmern?
Oh.
What's your beef with Andrew Zimmern?
I don't know. He's so...
Too flamboyant for you.
No, it's not that at all. He's just so, like, pompous. Like, he's better than you because he's eating weird food.
No, I always found him to be pretty down-to-earth, like, schlubby dude. He used to be a junkie. Him and Anthony Bourdain.
Oh,
that's
really?
Like the path to getting your own good food
be
show.
A junkie?
Be a junkie.
I never knew that about either of them.
Yeah.
But the first time I watched that show, the first segment I saw, he was stuffing an ox penis into his mouth.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Do you like it?
Yes. He was waxing poetic about the ox penis. Yeah.
Was it like chopped up or was it a whole?
No, they showed them with the whole ox penis and then they cut it up into pieces and it went into the soup or whatever.
You did an episode from International Foods, Rob.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He did I really liked his episode in Russia, actually. Just his.
He ate, like, bear meat, right?
Yeah.
He didn't really like it. That was one of the few things he didn't love.
Yeah, that's the other thing I don't like. He loves every single thing he puts in his mouth, practically.
But I feel like with him, he has a very expanded palate, so it's really hard to gauge if something is truly, delicious or not, because it's like, oh, you'll like anything.
My one gripe with that show is that the slogan of the show sort of goes against what the show actually is, because the slogan of the show is, if it looks good, eat it. But most of the things he eats look terrible, and that's what makes them bizarre.
Yep.
So if I'm only eating things that look good, then I would eat nothing that he eats on that show.
If it looks horrible,
yeah.
Eat it. That's what they should call it.
Because that's really what the show is. If it looks disgusting, put it in your mouth. That's what the show should be called.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Chocolate croissant reminds me that it's Hitler's birthday today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm. In addition to 420. And that's appropriate that we played Heil Hitler by Bangs.
Yeah.
Even though it's really High Heater, but we can pretend.
Maybe he's talking about like a fastball that he threw, High Heater.
High Heater at the batter.
Kicked him out of the game.
Don't you dare crowd the plate on me.
It's an ode to Bob Gibson.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows it.
Three listeners get that joke.
I got it. That's all that matters.
It's true. Rob, do you get that joke?
Nope.
Bob Gibson?
Nope.
You're the pitcher? Nothing. They lowered the mound because of him.
Lowered it from
not
where?
Just him.
From a little bit higher to a little bit lower.
Why?
Because he was so good. They're like, nobody's hitting anymore. We need to make it harder for the pitchers. Pitched for the Cardinals. In the 60s. Tim McCarver was his primary catcher.
This is great.
I'm going to keep going until somebody brings up something else. I've got to fill the time somehow. Just give you a Bob Gibson fact. All right, I'm all out of Bob Gibson facts. He was black.
Thank you.
That's something.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hitler's birthday.
Best segue on the show.
Bob Gibson, known Hitler sympathizer.
I don't know if you guys saw the story I wrote about the frontman of Cold War who has a bunch of swastikas tattooed on his body.
He's trying to reform the
symbol. He's reclaiming the swastika.
Is he Jewish?
Sure.
No.
Then it's not his to reclaim, is it? Like,
no, not really reclaim. He's trying, that's the wrong word. He's
repurpose?
Trying to rehabilitate the symbol so it doesn't only apply to Nazis anymore.
It applies to Nazis and weird dudes with face tattoos. It's great. That makes it much better.
Yeah, leave it alone. You're not helping. Yeah. It's bad enough. Yeah.
Just lots of people that you cross the street when you see them coming. That's what it applies to now.
I feel like that's such a pompous thing, though. Like when you say, you know, I hear that fairly often. Like, oh, did you know a swastika used to be a peace symbol and like a fertility? Like, shut up. Yeah. I know that, okay? But it's a fucking Nazi symbol now. They owned it. That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over
never,
for the
did
swastika.
Did you know that O.J. Simpson used to be a really good running back? Like, all right, but then he killed people. Let it go.
There are plenty of other symbols. It's fine. We don't need to rebrand the swastika. Yeah. Like, it's
so
okay.
Sad. I'm sad for the swastika.
Like, why? What is okay? Why do you need to do this? That was my whole thing with it.
If Legend of Zelda couldn't rebrand it, then
no.
And really, like, it, to speak to his pomposity.
Yeah.
The fact that he thinks, like, by tattooing it on his face, he's like, oh, people will understand that I, as a shaved guy with tattoos on my face, 50% of which are swastikas, they'll know I'm not a Nazi. I'm just doing it for the art.
You're just a fucking, you look like a Nazi, you stupid asshole.
I feel like anytime he meets somebody, he probably has to spend 2 hours explaining to them.
I honestly think anybody that would be put off by that probably doesn't stick around long enough to get into a conversation with him. You're just like, whoa, that guy's got a swastika on his face. I'm leaving.
Not a swastika.
But like when
a
it goes
collection.
To
multiple.
Swastikai?
But like in a captive audience, like when he goes to buy bread or milk. Oh, my God. Probably every time he goes to a new cashier, he's like, it's not a swastika. Yeah. I mean, it is, but it's not.
It's got a different meaning than.
It's not the German swastika. Yeah. It's an Egyptian swastika.
I'm bringing it back.
And by then, the security buzzer has already been pressed.
Yeah.
And the police are on the way. I can never get bread.
We got another caller.
Stupid idiot.
Got a few minutes left to call 646-929-1357. 956, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just listening.
Do you want to wish Noah a happy birthday, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Hey, happy birthday, Noah.
Thanks.
Yeah, Noah.
What's your name, sir?
Kenny.
You've called before, right?
You only called?
Yeah.
For the chemical plant.
Yeah. How's that going? Is that done yet? Are you back home?
I've been home for like about a month.
Congratulations.
Have you grown any like...
Well, actually, it's not the way. Nah, I was in a car accident.
Oh.
What happened?
Yeah. Actually, I came home for a day, and then when I was going back on my way, we hit black ice, and we crashed.
You hit black guys?
That's fucked up.
Black ice, Jared.
Come on.
The car with you? I know he had a black ice experience.
Aw, oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, so I came home earlier than I was expecting.
I'm sorry.
Were you all fucked up? Are you okay?
I broke my arm.
Oh. Is it your jerk-off arm?
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up. Nah, my jerk-off arm's fine.
Good. That's most important. That's crucial.
It's incentive to be ambidextrous because ambidextrous.
Closer.
What's the word?
Ambidextrous.
And I said
ambidextrous.
And then you said ambidextrous. Listen, Rob, I wasn't going to call you out.
You guys don't have any swastikas on your face, but you sure are a bunch of grammar Nazis. Hey!
I wasn't going to call you out.
This is great radio. This is a really good use of the final few minutes of the show.
Rob, I wasn't going to call you out. That was all Sid.
Thanks.
It was open.
Yeah, I busted my right hand, and after a week or two,
I
figured how to bust with my left hand. So was they okay?
Yeah, what happened to your right hand?
Oh. I don't remember. It was like an injury, like a wrist injury.
Don't remember what happened.
No, I think I fell and I like landed on my.
You fall a lot.
It was a while ago. I'm a big guy. I have a high center of gravity.
Like, how do you forget? How many wrist injuries could you
it
have?
It wasn't like I didn't break it. It was just a sprain to the point where I couldn't like really use it. I think it was when we were living. It was when we were living together. Because I remember I couldn't like lift anything.
Could jerk me off. It was very disappointing. You have to actually pay your half of the rent that month.
Ew, Sid. Ew.
I don't remember you being injured. I remember you getting over a leg injury when we first moved in together, but I don't remember
I don't know.
Any hand injuries. Did you fall off a bike? Was that it?
Oh, that was it, yeah.
That's right. You fell
off a bad bike accident. I don't even
that's how scraped up.
Yeah. We got another caller, a private number, it seems. Hello, caller.
Hey, you guys, it's Josh again.
Josh again.
I just wanted to say happy birthday, Noah.
Oh, all the way from Australia.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, Darren, your comment made me laugh the other night when I posted on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It's pretty funny.
He said he didn't have internet in Wales. A lot of Wales doesn't have internet yet. Mm-hmm. He posted an article.
No, it was a joke article.
Yeah. So I said, well, in all fairness, to get cables all the way down to Australia is very difficult.
True.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks for calling in, Josh.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
I have this great clip of Dave Mustaine I just found.
What?
Who he slammed Obama last night from the stage.
He slammed him.
He had sex with him.
If I was your president.
Boo! Boo!
What? Hold
on.
Actually,
he was in the Ukraine when he said this, so it would be better.
Marginally.
Yeah.
But where were they really? I'm curious. Where is it so bad that they'd rather have Dave Mustaine be the president?
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. People of Tucson, Arizona, and I know you're probably not listening to this, do you really want Dave Mustaine to be the fucking president of the United States? Do you hate Obama that fucking much?
They do.
That you want this crack-addicted retard to be your fucking president?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's Arizona.
Nobody's that stupid. I'm
Arizona's
sorry.
Arizona's that stupid.
I just can't. You might be right, but I can't process it. To look at Dave Mustaine, hear him talk, and then he says, I want to be the president.
Have you heard their governor?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's just another world, like another planet to me.
Yeah. Arizona, Florida, there's a lot of places that are just some other. Secede, please.
Yeah.
Just go.
Why didn't we let them in the first place?
Yeah.
That's the question.
We're good.
I don't think Arizona was a state.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
There'll be no fucking mom jeans on this guy.
What?
What does that mean?
What
is the
mom
mean? Haircut? Because Fox News for a while was goofing on Obama because he wore mom jeans.
See, I'm way out of the Republican memes now.
Yeah.
Because I think
there was a political statement.
Dave Mustaine did wear mom jeans in the 80s.
Yeah.
So he just, all he does is repeat what Fox said.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to need his Fox talking point. I need more
Benghazi.
Banter.
Well, he's an old man. So.
Yeah. Was the guy that they built a fence around his compound or something? There's some rich cocksucker that like Republicans are upset about now because he has a ranch and the government said there's illegal activity or something. So they built a fence.
I saw something about this. I don't know exactly where it is though. Yeah.
That's his
like
stage
Nevada,
banter
maybe?
For tomorrow or whatever.
Now I want to compile a gallery of Dave Mustaine in mom jeans.
Yeah.
That's
like, a great.
All...
Rob, if you do that, someone will campaign to get you fired from Metal Injection because you're too much like TMZ.
Cancel Robba. Hashtag cancel Robba.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll get promoted.
Fire Robba.
Get rid of.
That's how he got off Sirius.
My hashtag worked.
What?
Sorry.
Benghazi. IRS gate.
God, remember that?
John Kerry was AWOL. What else?
Well, that was his big.
What about that jerk off that used to go around on? He used to be like a Fox News conservative guest. He was a veteran, and then he went to a shooting range and got shot. Remember that one?
Oh yeah. I don't remember his name though.
Yeah, like he got killed. And he became like how come when George Zimmerman shoots somebody? It's all over the news, but when this guy is a conservative guy and he gets shot at a shooting range, no one covers it. It's because you're at a fucking shooting range, you fucking dipshit.
Guns don't kill people.
Well, whatever.
Please send your photos of Dave Mustaine in mom jeans to Robert at metalinjection.net.
Oh, and since we are doing that, can we also just say, please, if you feel inclined, you have spare time, make a jingle, a funny jingle that we will play on the air.
Or if you want to send photos of your sisters in the shower,
that's go for it.
Sure, whatever. We'll take lots of different submissions.
Also, I sort of can't feel my hands now. How about you guys?
Chris Kyle. Chris Kyle is the guy's name that got shot.
Well,
thank you.
Never trust somebody with two first names.
Thank you, Frankie Palmieri's hurt feelings for supplying that guy's name.
No. Poor Frankie.
Sensitive. That's why he's got the IE at the end of his name. Sensitive.
I forgot who I was talking to, but...
Not Frankie Palmieri.
Not Frankie Palmieri, but it would be so awesome if they play that song live. Because they're playing Mayhem Fest. So
will you be there?
I will be at Mayhem Fest.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And if I hear, like, a sample of us at Mayhem Fest, I mean, I can't think of a greater compliment. So I really hope they
play mostly it. Mostly me. Let's be real. I
it's half you, half me.
I should get the bulk of the... I need the bulk of the royalties
3%
here.
Me. And then maybe 80% Darren.
Yes, I agree.
And 17%
Rob. Rob trying to get half.
Rob, why don't you send him... Metal Injection t-shirts as a thank you gift. Maybe he'll wear them on stage.
But, like, honestly, he needs to come on the show. Because the whole thing in that song is, why don't you say it to my face? Come here and we will say it to your face.
Yeah.
Let's
say what to his
face? I don't know. Like whatever that... he wants us to say to his face. We don't like his band. He's sort of douchey. I don't know. There'll be more of us here than him, so it's not like he can jump one of us. And if he does, we'll sue him. So it's a win-win-win. I'm hoping this is sampled in his next album. My whole speech right now. Or at least me asking for people to send in pictures of their sisters. Because that's useful, I feel. You just help everybody. Even your fans have sisters.
Are you sure?
I would think. Maybe you could do a song about Bob Gibson and use all my Bob Gibson facts. Very odd. Bob Gibson is a big black man. He's got a very effeminate sounding voice. You would never... imagine that that man would have that voice. It's almost Mike Tyson level.
That's not that effeminate. It's more like he's just a nebbish. He's like a nerd.
But you'd never think that this big, intimidating athlete would sound like that.
Same as Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn sounds like Urkel.
But Tony Gwynn looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Well, and his later career got fat. Yeah. He was a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, but he always was roly-poly, sort of.
Hey, this is Tony Gwynn. Gwynn here. I'm here.
If you just heard the voice, you'd never think that was a black guy.
Right. I wouldn't think it was even an athlete of any kind.
Maybe a golfer.
Possibly. He sounds a little like Tiger Woods. What are we listening? Oh, this is the shitty
song. I just want to hear the sample.
The love song. The love song that Frankie Palmieri wrote.
My favorite Amir song.
Does he sample anyone else, or is it just us?
On this song? Just us.
It's not like Get in the Ring, where he mentions every single guy he has a beef with.
Yeah. So everyone likes Frankie Palmieri except us.
Well... he bitches about other things on other songs.
Rob, have you brought it yet?
I brought it?
Yes.
Oh, because he says just bring it.
He says just bring it, so I'm waiting, wondering if you brought it.
Not yet.
No?
Okay. Here it comes.
Just bring it. Rob, when are you going to bring it? For real, seriously. We got to have a call.
Jeez, let's go.
Horrible riff has to repeat itself 10 times.
One punchline, guys. I would absolutely knock him the fuck out.
You're right, it is mostly. It's like 25%, 75%.
Crazy. Fucking crazy.
Love it. I wish you were here last week when we were still like raging about
people. Yeah.
And we definitely can't sue him. There's no legal ramifications here that we can do.
It would cost money to sue him. You have to pay a lawyer. We have to pay him. It's
not
like he's not a retainer.
Yeah, but if you win, he takes a part, and if you lose, then he can go fuck himself.
I don't want to cease and desist him or anything. I want the fucking royalties from the song.
He's going to get royalties, but I wonder if he gave...
Noah, I want royalties.
Autographed t-shirt?
I want royalties.
Or like
I want my
credit.
3-cent check every time this is played. All 10 times this is ever played.
On Metal Injection. It's the only times it's been played.
Campion has a great question. Will Jake sample the live cast on the next Periphery album?
You should.
If you guys got something to give me.
I have plenty of them.
Darren, say something about how Rob could beat up Jake.
Rob could beat up Jake easily. I just said that before because Sid told me to. I don't
believe that. Now you have to put it on your album. That's how that works. Say something about how you like a Muir more than Periphery.
I like a Muir more than Periphery.
That's a drop at the very least.
Who doesn't? I mean,
I just tooted.
What?
Did you just fart?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Just don't use that Jose Mangan is a piece of shit drop on the new Periphery.
We have another one.
That's
now.
The one you should use. Then send that single. To play on Liquid Metal.
Come on, Jose, bring it.
Jose's been so good to Periphery, he'd be like, why?
What is it? Why? He wouldn't understand it. I don't understand it. Why do you keep playing it?
You're the one that said it.
It was my birthday show. I shouldn't have said it. Should have just said no.
There's no timestamp on that MP3. We don't know what show it's from. It's just something you said one time.
I'm telling you what show it's from.
I don't believe. Why do I have to believe you?
We could play the original audio.
How do we know it came from them? You've said it multiple times.
I've never.
You could have been off the air and Darren.
You son of a bitch.
Actually, I have the next Periphery album. It's right here.
Hi, Nita. How you doing? I know that you're hitting on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that
very
catchy.
I did hear that they were recording with Wyclef on this new album, so...
Who, Bangs?
No, Periphery. Oh. It's going to have a Haitian overtone to it.
We prefer the term world music.
Haiti has too much stigma. You don't want to be specific. Rob, any opinions on Haiti?
I don't hate it.
I have an opinion.
Hi, Haiti.
Hi, Haiti. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me.
He wrote this right after the earthquake.
Yeah. Hi, Haiti. How you doing? I know that you just had an earthquake. The more that you hate on me. Now your country looks like my country.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm going to the Golden Gaudy this week. I'm going to be on the red carpet.
What's your outfit going to be?
Isn't it the black carpet?
Oh, yeah, the black carpet. It might be red this year. I don't know.
I
have a...
It'll be red if Dave Mustaine walks across it with his period.
Oh, jeez.
Will you interview Dave Mustaine if he walks by?
I would. If he would agree to it, I would love it.
I'm not talking to you.
Why don't I ask? Well, if he's there, I'll be like, hey, Dave!
What would you say to him?
Oh, I don't know what I would
talk about me. I'm not talking to you at all.
I'd be like, Dave, could you say hi to all the gay Megadeth fans around the world?
There aren't any. Steve
Dave,
Harvey,
there are about seven women I know who are huge Megadeth fans, and they've had abortions. How do you feel about that?
Put a plug in it. I want to read this here. Steve Harvey Mustache Ride says, wear the Borat thong.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No?
Oh, my God.
What are you wearing?
And Chaka Croissant says, dress up as Steve Harvey.
That would be amazing.
Right after that, Douglas Levison, he said, you should dress up.
Or the Ultimate Warrior.
Walk up to everyone and go, who are you?
I would love to see Rob dressed as Steve Harvey. That would shave the beard and just have a mustache.
That would be my opening question.
Who are you? Just have like a little boom box and just hit play every time and just have the actual drop and then put the mic to their face.
Anybody know who you are?
Could you fly him out?
I don't know.
And let him be your stuttering John? That would be
amazing. You're everything that's gone wrong in this world.
Well, Guns N' Roses are headlining the award show. I feel like there's no chance that Axl Rose is going to be on the carpet, though. But his, like...
Buckethead. Is he still
he's not in the band.
No?
He has been in the band for, like, almost a decade.
Rest in peace, Buckethead.
Still alive.
How do you know? You don't even know who he actually is.
How do you know he's
That's
not
the
alive.
Best person to ask, who are you?
Who are you?
I really actually want to know who he is.
Anyone can wear that fucking bucket.
Yeah.
Any questions for like, DJ Ashba?
What?
Or Bumblefoot.
What the fuck
is that? All these guitarists.
What about what's his face from The Replacements? Isn't he still...
No, he's not going to be there because he's doing The Replacements reunion.
Good for him.
That's why Duff McKagan's in the band.
Listen,
temporarily.
There is no Guns N' Roses. That's Axl Rose.
Axl Rose?
Yeah. It's just him, and whoever stands next to him is Guns N' Roses.
But can't Duff McKagan just be in the band then? Why does it need to be temporary? You were actually in the band. Just be in the fucking band. If you're in the band for
he
a little while,
I can't
just
be in the
band.
He doesn't want to be in the band.
Yeah.
What the fuck else is he doing? He's like giving people stock tips on CNBC. Some shit. Come on.
He's made his money.
It's not like Velvet Revolver's touring. Was he in that? He was in that, right?
Yeah. They're not. He has his own band. Duff McKagan's Loaded.
Yeah, exactly. Just stay in fucking Guns N' Roses. Maybe they'll let you open some dates.
I think the fucking people in that group have to... It's Duff McKagan's Loaded.
Actually, he's really upset.
Like Slash a Snake Pit.
He put up a big stink about how he just wanted it to be Loaded, and the label was like, we're not going to sign your band if it's
no
just...
No one will go see
no
you.
One
no
will
one will
know
buy
who Loaded is.
Yeah. Well, Jason Newsted did it. Why can't he do it? That doesn't say Jason Newsted's shitty band. It says Jason Newsted. It says, the band...
Well, the point I'm making is it wasn't McKagan's call... to do that, it was.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, why would they force him to do that? Who the fuck? You know.
Oh, who the label? Because they want sales.
He just said he made his money, so what does he care? He could just release
himself. Well, for the art, he wants people to hear the music.
No, my point is, who the fuck cares that Duff McKagan is putting out an album? Why does that hate
people?
I don't think that helps it much.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It helps him more than, who is this band Loaded?
Yeah.
Oh, Duff McKagan's in this band Loaded.
That makes me not want to hear it.
Loaded,
not knowing anyone that's in it, it could be good. Knowing that he's in it, it sucks.
Come on. You didn't like Guns N' Roses at all?
But what did he have to do with that?
What does he have to do with this? Probably
he's just
as
prick.
Much.
He's just a dickhead.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear his music.
Hear Loaded.
What did Duff McKagan ever do to you?
He's a jerk off.
Darren was more of an Izzy Stradlin fan.
How do you know he's a jerk off?
They're all jerk. They're all beefing at each other constantly.
No, he's not. He's not.
How do you not beef with Axl Rose?
No, I agree.
He's the one guy. He's like the one guy. He's Switzerland.
All right, fine. I retract my insult.
Let's hear some of this Loaded.
I'm loading it up right now.
I'm loading Loaded. Fuck the Duff McKagan.
Yeah. How does Loaded
do you hate Slash as well?
Yes, I hate Slash.
Aww. Fuck the Slash?
Fuck the Slash.
Piece of shit?
No good motherfucker. He killed the Daniel.
Well, he probably did. He was trying to drink.
There we go.
That was him.
No, that wasn't it.
Fuck the Buckethead. He's a grasshopper.
This is dead skin.
Steven Adler. He's okay. He's Mexican. Better than nothing.
Suffering.
Hold
on. Uno momento. Jeez.
What are you on, IUMA.com? Looking that up?
What?
That's such an old reference. Nobody's going to get that.
Well, explain it.
Internet Underground Music Archive. It was like from the mid-90s when the internet just started. You could hear bands on there.
Rob's on Kazza.
Come on. Reload Audio Galaxy. Get this playing.
Stupid Soul Seek. What's going on here? This is awful.
Aren't you a Soul Seek?
What?
I just remembered that. I haven't thought of that in like 15 years. Do you know people still use LimeWire?
What?
I don't remember who said
it. I thought it was like spyware, basically.
Yes, a couple of months ago. So I don't remember who said this to me, but they were downloading something online. Maybe it was a poker.
My mom downloads old KB and Lacey episodes on their store.
This is it. This is Loaded, by the way.
Is it him singing? Or
yeah.
This
is terrible.
That's probably a bad idea.
And you were saying I was wrong for thinking this would be bad because he's in it?
Look at this.
Yeah,
I don't like it. Yeah.
Well, who cares? He wants to make music. Say it now. I was right.
You were right about what?
That I knew this would be bad based on his involvement in it.
Oh, well, I don't think it's based on his involvement. It's just a shitty band.
Well, he's involved, yes or no?
But there's plenty of, like,
is it bad, yes or no?
There's plenty of slavish Guns N' Roses fans that'll go to anything Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And that is the difference between anyone showing up at the concert and no one showing up.
You know what it is? People will go see this at like a shitty club.
The county fair.
Like a 200 person thing because there's a really good chance they could take a photo with him.
Yeah.
But, and that's worth paying the $20 to get in.
They can scream Welcome to the Jungle.
Wouldn't they know that from him, like the internet? Just why does this band have to be? That seems like an insult to me that it's called that. Duff McKagan's Loaded.
It is an insult.
Okay. So that's what I was saying all along. You yelled at me.
Wait, what?
Shouldn't be called that.
I'm sorry.
Bring it, Rob.
Bring
it to Darren right now. Say it to his face.
I'll give you my best shot.
You know all the words to that song now.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
Most of the words are us talking.
Most of the intelligible words that you can make out what he's saying.
Do we at least get a writing credit? Anything? No?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Nothing.
I'm going to look up the track on YouTube and see what people's comments are.
Couldn't you have used the audio when we said R.I.P. Dimebag? Like something positive? Why do you have to use the negative stuff? Jerk.
I'm sorry.
What about when we said 9/11, never forget? Yeah. Can he use that?
Fucking gotcha journalism over here with this guy.
That's what I like. Gotcha journalism. Gotcha, Obama.
Your mom jeans. The TJ Maxx.
All right. Well, it was a great episode.
Well, I thought you were looking something up.
What happened?
What?
Weren't you looking something up?
No, what was I looking up?
You just...
the Amur comment. No, there wasn't any.
So you couldn't say that? Or I was sitting here waiting.
I forgot. I'm so stoned right now. I can barely feel my face. Leave me alone.
Jeez. It's like that whole thing happened.
No, there's only one full album stream. It's not broken up into tracks. So no comments allowed on it.
How many is it broken up into?
Come on now. Come on now. There is a studio view of free publicity, him in the studio. Let's see what this is.
It's a big poster of you. He's just singing at it.
Throwing darts in your face. It's just him singing. It's a big tackling jump with Rob eating a rib painted on it.
Wait, what?
Does he look mad?
No, he's just singing into a mic. I'm a coward.
You really need to interview him again and just talk about this song. Seriously.
Maybe on Mayhem Fest.
Please, you have to.
All right. I will do it for you, Sid.
Be the best.
We're going to get out of here. Do we have a song to play out? Is that going to happen?
Well, I was going to play Yet in the Ring, since it kind of relates to...
On multiple levels.
Yeah, we were talking about Guns N' Roses and Amur, how stupid they are.
Fucking Bob Guccione Jr.
The original free publicity right here.
Yeah.
This is when Axl Rose called out a bunch of reporters for talking shit on GNR.
But then you derailed me with that whole thing. I was waiting for your thing that you were looking up, and I never got here. So.
Sorry.
Well, here it is.
I'm never going to have a pot gummy bear before the show again.
Okay, I'm sorry, Rob.
What album was this on?
This was on Use Your Illusion 2.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Who are you? Who are you?
I like, I definitely got a friend, a giant black cock.
That goes for all you punks in the press that want to start shit by printing lies instead of the things we said. That means you, Andy Fletcher, Hit Parader, Circus Magazine, Nick Wall and Kerrang, Bob Guccione Jr. and Spin. What, you pissed off because your jacket's more pussy than you? Fuck you! Suck my fucking dick! You be ripping off the fucking kids while they're paying their hard-earned money to read about the bands they want to know about.
On Metal Injection. Reading banner ads. Bring it. Rob.
You have fun investing in you. I don't care who knows it.
Is Rob Hart?
No, he's just the Funyuns are snowy. So?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess he was now.
The combination of the funniest plus the inside of Austin.
I would love to suck with it. I fuck him. Jose Maggot is a piece of shit. Un chasseur. Song she S on Bon Chasseur Sacher Chasseur
Rob as Bonnie.
Dirty Dick. 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 Dirty Dick.
Don't trust metal news sites.